Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good Day Radio Program. Doug is out. I'm Jay Kirshner, and our favorite Jen Horn is with us today. Good morning, Jen.
Hello.
Hi, Jen. Happy spring, Jen.
I know. Doesn't it feel just like spring today?
We had snow. We had whole lot of snow yesterday, and it was kind of like winter was like, hold on, one more minute.
Hold my beer. I know. Well, it hasn't been super wintry for many people. In California, it's been wintry this year, and we're expecting another atmospheric river storm this week, so not quite spring here. Although I did notice it's the weirdest thing, and anybody listening in California, maybe certain parts of the country can identify with this. We had one nice day on Saturday. We've had a lot of rain. And when I walked out on Saturday morning, my car was covered in yellow. So, like, spring is desperate to be here, but, you know, the rain and the snow for you, Jay, I think it's got other plans.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, we definitely are getting to that time when what sunlight, daylight, and nighttime hours, it's equal parts sun and equal parts night for the next couple of days. I think that's what the whole, yeah, I could use 12 hours a night. I have to be honest, one of the things I would love to do is go to Alaska or anywhere that has that longevity of just nighttime, like nighttime for a whole month. I would love to go on a vacation where it is nighttime for an entire week. Totally here for this.
Have you been to Alaska ever?
I haven't. No.
I was in Alaska I've been twice. The first time I went, it was around August, September, and it wasn't as impactful. But I went also in June, and I did a cruise, and it never got dark. I mean, for the most part, it was the wildest thing. Like, you look outside at 11 o'clock midnight, and it's still sort of daylight. I mean, not bright, blazing sun daylight, but definitely light outside. It's bizarre. You really have to adjust. I had a friend who moved to Alaska during the winter months, and that was an adjustment for them with all the darkness. But it's kind of a wild time up there. I guess you get used to it pretty quickly.
Interesting. Well, that'd be cool to see. Well, speaking of wild time, we have to get into this. One of the big news stories, of course, Donald Trump expecting to be arrested this week.
Good God. Get ready, everybody. Just lock and load here.
Yes. This is one of those things of like, okay, nobody is above the law, including politicians, but also there are so many politicians who do seem to be above the law, and this continued witch hunt against Donald Trump. And
it's a misdemeanor, by the way, the charges they're going after him on. It's a misdemeanor. So it's very frustrating because I agree with you. I respect the law, and nobody should be allowed to break the law. Yet people are allowed to break the law all the time. And it seems like right now people are cheering on folks on their own political side. Well, like, he's okay. I mean, I had this conversation with my mom last night. I said, you know, okay, fine, because she doesn't like Donald Trump at all. And she's like, so what do you think about all this? And I said, well, you know, if he did something wrong, that's fine. But this is years ago about a porn star, and now there are real accusations that the guy sitting in the White House has taken money from the Chinese Communist Party, and we're going to be arresting him. I said, this lays a precedent, just like when they went into Mar-a-Lago and got the classified documents, and then all of a sudden, that story goes away because Joe Biden has classified documents, Mike Pence has classified documents. All of these people have the same kind of thing. And so what are we doing here? And I really think if this is an effort to take down Donald Trump from being the presidential nominee, it's going to backfire, as President Trump would say, bigly, because I think he's going to get a lot of people to say, wait a second, this is BS. Even if they were going to vote for Ron DeSantis or someone else, I think they're going to be sympathetic to Trump, and I think it really will backfire.
Well, yeah, and exactly, just in the face of politics in general, where people, the American people, are so tired of the whole this and that kind of situation. Elon Musk was even chiming in, and, you know, it's one of those things of like, okay, here goes Elon Musk, but there holds a little bit of reason I don't know, a little bit of reason with this statement that he is saying, if this happens, if this is pursued and Donald Trump is arrested, he will win the presidency in a landslide.
Yep, I agree with that statement. And that's why I think it's very short-sighted. If this is just political hit, which we believe it is, Alvin Bragg, who's the DA in New York, was one of those George Soros-funded DAs. This is not the story. I mean, this is what's going to be really funny is, and my aunt brought this up to me as well during the same conversation. She's like, you know, Alec Baldwin, who's accused of murdering someone, got to appear on Zoom. They're going to make a show of Donald Trump over a misdemeanor, mm-hmm. throw him into jail to go through the arrest, to turn him, all that nonsense, because they want to have those images because they think somehow it's going to work against him. And
yeah, this is over a hush money.
Right.
How many politicians have been involved in hush money scandals that we do not know about because they've just been hidden and buried?
They've been better at it. And a lot of it, I think, stems, too, from his lawyer who hates him. Remember Michael Cohen? He was involved in this Stormy Daniels story, and I think he's been really pushing behind the scenes. He went to jail, remember?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's chomping at the bit to testify.
Yeah. It's really difficult because I know that I'm solidly in the Trump camp, and this makes me just feel sick and sad and, you know, just where are we? But I think it has that same feeling for people who are not. And I would ask mm-hmm. you, because I know you kind of independent-minded.
Yes, and I will tell you, I can identify good things that Trump did while he was president. I do not like Donald Trump, but I have never liked Donald Trump, even before he was a reality TV show, back when he was just like a socialite. Back when he was just one of the most famous socialites, I just never really liked him. He's never been my cup of tea. But he did do some good, solid work as president. And all of this going on against him is such a disgraceful look on American politics in general. And this isn't even, let's take Donald Trump out of the equation. Let's say it's just anybody else. Mm-hmm. It's still disgusting.
Yeah, I think especially when you've reached the part of the presidency, it makes it even worse, I think, because this is really damaging, I think, not just to us inside the country, but I think it's just a bad look for people around the globe to see that we are in such a divided time mm-hmm. that it gives people fire. And I don't think it's as, it shows weakness, I think, when you see all of this posturing and such going around, because people know what it's like. And this makes us look like, I guess it makes us look like a banana republic is what it looks like. You know, this is what happens in countries that are not like ours, where they throw opposition leaders into prison. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely crazy.
It is absurd. And kind of along the same lines, look at Hunter Biden, who has now filed counterclaims against the computer repairman over handling that infamous laptop.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so John Paul MacIsaac, who goes by MacIsaac, he is the computer repairman who in 2019 had obtained and later disseminated data from the laptop. And here's the thing that he's saying, that of course Hunter is coming at him like, you had no right to do any of that with my laptop. You're just supposed to retrieve data that I asked you for. And apparently MacIsaac is saying he did his work. He let Hunter Biden know to come pick up the equipment and how much it would cost. Mm-hmm. Well, 90 days passed of no payment. Nobody came to pick up the repaired laptop or anything like that. And what happens is that he then becomes the owner of this equipment.
Right.
Because 90 days later, unpaid, and he still has it in his possession.
And I think that's said on the bill, by the way, when they drop the computer off. Like, if mm-hmm. it's there for 90 days, it's no longer your property or something like that. Because I've seen interviews with this guy, we probably all have, who said that the issue was, it was never an issue because it was abandoned. And what else was he supposed to do with it?
Exactly. And Delaware law even provides that tangible personal property is deemed abandoned after a 1 year period. So this is just, it's one of those things. And he turned it over to the FBI. He was the one that was supposed to be retrieving the data from these damaged laptops. And apparently there was more than one. And so he knew what was on it. And then after he really legally became the owner of it, turned it over to the FBI. But doesn't it seem like we are hearing so much more about all of these persecution, prosecution against Donald Trump rather than the laptop itself. And do we even know yet what is on this laptop?
We know a few things, and the laptop, and by the way, all of the stuff that we're learning about the bank records and about the messages between Hunter Biden and his business associates and Joe Biden is where all of this stuff that's like really coming to the forefront of this investigation is coming from. It's coming from subsequent investigations from stuff on the laptop. I mean, when we're talking about real crimes being committed, the House Oversight Committee just got a hold after threatening, and this is the government protecting itself. The when you wire large amounts of cash, sometimes the bank will put a flag on them.
Mm-hmm.
And so the House Oversight Committee was asking why Hunter Biden's account, and by the way, different Bidens as well, had over 150 wire tags on it in a short period of time. And so they asked the Department of Treasury to turn over that information as part of their investigation, and the Department of Treasury said they would not. So then they said, well, we're going to subpoena you for those documents. And so right before the subpoena was issued, the Department of Treasury turned over those wire notifications. And it shows millions of dollars being transferred between the bank accounts of Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, which is Joe's brother, Joe Biden, and now a fourth Biden, which is Hallie, which is Beau Biden's, the dead son's ex-wife, who then was Hunter Biden's mistress.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have all this money coming directly from the Chinese energy company, which has direct ties to the Chinese Communist Party. So, I mean, to me, okay, if you're talking about money and scooting money around, again, no one is above the law, but what's more impactful to our national security, sending money to a porn star or sending money to Xi Jinping in China when you're vice president of the United States, which is what Joe was at the time?
At the time, yeah.
It's insane. And, you know, this is what's really interesting about this whole story is that it's not just President Trump coming out or the Trumpies, as, you know, I know Doug likes to call the people who are in the Trump camp. But you have other candidates who are running for the presidency right now coming out saying this is a terrible idea, including Vivek Ramaswamy, who I really like a lot. He's a very smart guy. And if you're looking for like an outsider candidate, I think he's really great and young and a rising star of the Republican Party. He issued a statement saying we need to get out there and rally and make sure this doesn't happen. And he's running against Trump for the primary position. So it's not just the Trumpies that are saying that this is a bad move. This is everybody. And I would think top of the list should be Biden.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we want you to weigh in on this. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Well, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, at Good Day On Air. It's 18 after the hour.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th Gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. O'Reilly Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $35.95. Plus, get 2 times O Rewards points. Our professional parts people can recommend the supplies you need, including a filter, funnel, shop towels, drain pans, and more. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
K Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The hour on Dead Stephens Good Day radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. We have to start with the celebrity gossip and the trending news with a little bit of sad news. Did you see about this? The Wire star Lance Reddick died at 60.
So sad. And, you know, I mentioned it because my dad really loves the show Bosch. And so when I saw that headline, I told him about it. He goes, you know exactly who this guy is. And I looked him up, and sure enough, he's been in everything. What an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And such a sad story.
A big character actor. Yeah, Bosch, Oz, Lost, Fringe. Let's see, he had credits.
I watched him in Fringe. I used to love that show. And he was so, like, stone-faced and just, like, crazy in that show. He was so good.
Mm-hmm. He was in Percy Jackson and the Olympians, Godzilla vs. Kong. Of course, the John Wick movie franchise. He had actually been doing press. He was on a press tour for the fourth installment and everything. He had a guest appearance scheduled for this week on the Kelly Clarkson show. Law enforcement had said that his cause of death is currently unclear, but it is listed as natural causes. He's 60. I feel like when you hear about natural causes being a death, it's typically like over the age of 100.
Yeah, well, heart stuff perhaps, or who knows? I mean, he was a pretty private, for as a celebrity goes, he was pretty private. When the news first broke this weekend about him passing away, a lot of the sources knew he had a wife but didn't know if he had kids. And So I think he kind of kept himself pretty private. And you see that a lot with these actors. And I don't want to use character actor in a way that's disparaging, but he wasn't a number one A-list star that you'd recognize, but he was just in so many things.
Yes, and he was in everything.
But he was a quiet life. You know, he wasn't one that had to be out there all the time making news about himself. And so, you know, we don't know what he was dealing with privately, if there was something else going on. A lot of times, natural causes, it can be heart, or it can be, you know, things that just people don't even know about. And
Exactly. Well, I mean, even he, Chadwick Boseman, who was very well known, but had been dealing with a cancer battle that nobody even knew about until his passing. A lot of the people with whom he worked didn't even know what was going on until it was getting towards the end, and he was just too too, quote-unquote, sick to hide it. But with Lance Reddick, he apparently had posted a selfie midweek last week, appearing to be at home with his dogs instead of attending the Wick 4 premiere in New York City, though there was never any mention. But
I'd read that he had canceled, I guess he was supposed to go to New York, but stayed home for some reason. So, again, there might have been something he was dealing with, but it's a loss. He was so good and in so many different projects. And at that young age, 'cause 60 really is young, kids. You know, when you're young, you think 60 is like, oh, my gosh, it's so old. But 60 is so young still, and by today's health standards, just a shock. And he's got a wife, and he's got a family, and
it's just sad. Ugh. And Rod Stewart has an apology to issue to a lot of his fans, and we will tell you more about that in a moment.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Steven, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A viral infection had Rod Stewart cancel shows in Australia, yet to be rescheduled.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quiet area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making the choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter or Humane Society. I'm Warren Eckstein.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. California Governor Gavin Newsom is facing increased pressure to use his authority to unilaterally act proposals that would hand out billions of dollars to black residents in reparations for slavery in a state that never had slavery. The California Reparations Task Force, which was created by state legislation in 2020, is considering a proposal to give just under $360,000 per person to approximately 1.8 million black Californians who had an ancestor enslaved in the United States. The cost is roughly $640 billion. The Biden administration is speeding up their efforts to pursue trade agreements that bypass Congress, as it says it's to counter China. The moves have sparked a fight with lawmakers that threaten to upend the president's trade strategy at a critical point of rising global competition. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As we roll along through the day, there are lots of times during the day when you have thoughts about something you might have heard on the program. So why not express yourself by dialing 855-999-DOUG. You can reach Jay and me. You don't have a voice like an operator, though.
My voice like an operator?
Yeah. 999, right? That's kind of the old-time operators. Anyway, dial in to this newfangled device called the telephone, which I like a whole lot better than social media. Help yourself, 855-999-3684.
After the hour on Doug Stephens' Good Day Radio program, I'm Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. Let's do a little bit of good news before we get to some of the, like, ah, that stinks kind of news. A Colorado woman from a super small town recently won $250,000 from the lottery. This happened off of a 100 times the cash bonus draw scratch ticket. Nice. She lives in Cowdery. Apparently, like, it's a population of 27.
The bummer is that everybody knows where you live once you win the lottery in a town like that.
Well, and that was one of her things. So she originally thought she was being scammed. She only goes by the name Joni, didn't give her last name. Even in the photo that she took with the whole, like, the big giant check, she made sure to have them crop out her face. And she's like, people are still going to know. Like, they can, they'll notice my hands or whatever. Like, you can, if there's only 27 people, typically you can pick out somebody's body without their head.
Yeah.
And so she's like, people are going to know. But she thought it was a scam because she found out about this through a certified letter she received in the mail. And,
oh, I would totally throw it out. I'd be like, wow, right? These scammers are really going to know of Spence.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Unfortunately, she didn't because it wasn't a hoax. She actually did win. And lottery officials are explaining that this was a bonus draw, which is supposed to be a surprise that she won. Most people don't know that they won this bonus draw. They're surprised by either a phone call or the thing is she didn't have a current address on file or an updated phone number. So there was really no way to get in touch with her without certified mail. So that's why I had to come in the form of certified mail. And this is the second time she won, but her other winning was $500. The first time she ever won was $500. This time, $250,000.
You know, I always shake my head when I hear these stories and go, because, you know, we're all selfish jerks. And I always go, why do I never win the lottery? And the answer is I never play.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, not that that means you're going to win.
That's half the battle.
But you do have to get a ticket before they send you those letters. So it is odd. It's funny to me that she's not the only person I've heard of that has won the lottery a multitude of times. Like, I had a friend early on when California got the lottery, so it's been years ago now, but they won twice. They won, I think, like 5 out of 6 and then 6 out of 6 and ended up with millions of dollars, so much so that they were able to buy, like, a beach house in Malibu. Like, that's how much money it was at the time.
That's amazing. Like,
yeah.
Most of us can't even afford the property tax.
I get nervous going, do I really want to buy $5 worth of lottery tickets or something else?
But have you been seeing a lot of these people who are buying 5 different lottery tickets, or not different, but the same numbers? They just buy a couple of tickets with the same numbers, and it's not the one where they win the whole big jackpot, but they win, like, the guaranteed money per ticket.
Right.
And then they get, like, 5 times whatever the winnings are. That is one of those, like, okay, it's one thing to play random numbers, but then to say, hey, I want 5 of the same tickets with these random numbers.
It's, I don't know. I always think to myself, like, do you keep playing your own numbers or do you go with, like, the quick pick scenario?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like there are people who are very different schools of thought who think their way is 100% the right way. But I think what I've heard is that it's actually better odds if you go with your own numbers and stay with them. But who knows? I don't know.
I'm
not a good lottery girl. But good for her, because that, especially in a small town, that can be some life-changing money.
Well, so she already has plans to open up a trust fund and put some of the money there, and she's also considering buying more alpacas. I want to know how many alpacas she currently has, but that was not part of the story. They didn't give that information.
That's kind of a one at the end that they just threw in there, right?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with the money? Going to Disney? No, I'm going to buy some alpacas. That's a good investment, though, because a lot of people are into the alpaca. Can't even.
Oh, there's so many alpaca farms anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, anymore.
That's become very trendy now.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the sad news. There was a nightclub shooting in Columbus, Ohio over the weekend. 2 dead, 4 injured. This happened at an after-hours club called The Plug Nightclub. Happened around 5:10 a.m. Saturday morning. One of the victims was 21, pronounced dead at the scene. Another victim, 22, had walked into a hospital where he was pronounced dead just after 6 a.m. The others who were injured, the 4 injured, no age is given, but they are listed as stable. And this is an incident that remains under investigation. There is no suspect.
Ugh.
Like, no inkling of anything.
They feel like it was random, like they opened fire, or is this more like a targeted thing?
I think that's one of the big questions. Is this targeted? Because there was a neighbor who lives kind of near here and says it's not unusual to hear gunshots.
So it's not a
especially at night. However, this time was different because there were a lot of gunshots that were going off.
Yeah.
So definitely knew that something was up, but... Yeah, and apparently this is a neighborhood that according to this neighbor, this is a neighborhood that deserves to be treated with respect and not just forgotten about when something bad happens. So it seems like this could potentially be, just given those words, a targeted attack.
But just think about that, you know, that this deserves to be given attention, which tells you it was in probably not a great area, and they just accept the gun violence that probably happens, or any kind of violence that happens. Much like in Chicago, you know, every weekend, what do you hear? The totals 20, 30, 40 people shot every weekend, and people
become
desensitized
when this, yeah.
And really sad.
Yeah.
There's got to be something that we can, I feel like, I know a lot of people love to jump to the argument that this is all about guns and gun ownership, but honestly, I think it's that we've created this safe space for people to commit crimes and to engage in bad behavior with no real punishment. I mean, as soon as I live in Los Angeles, which a lot of people will identify as a big city and one that probably, you know, through the years has definitely had trouble, like different levels of safety, much like New York City. Los Angeles had gotten safe when we were allowing police to actually do their job and to enforce crimes. As soon as we started bringing in these softer DAs all throughout the state, the murder rate has skyrocketed. The homeless people just do whatever they want. They use drugs on the street. They kill. And nobody's saying anything about it. It's like, well, we have to just let people live. You know, just like when you're raising a kid, you have to give a set of, like, you know, stipulations, rules that need to be, you know,
guidelines. Yes.
And I feel like we're getting away from that. And the more we do, the more stuff like this happens, and the more we go, oh, well, it was a bad area, so I guess we'll just move on. And the people who die don't get any justice. The people whose families don't get any justice.
Well, and again, and it seems like it is some different areas where I lived in Nashville, you would hear gunshots pretty regularly at nighttime. It was more questionable when it would happen during the daytime. Occasionally it would happen during the daytime. Sometimes you would hear a couple shots. Sometimes you would hear up to 12. Sometimes it sounded like you heard some shots and then there was kind of a different gun sound, questioning if it was return gunfire. You never heard sirens.
Wow.
There was never any sirens afterwards. And a couple of times you could tell they were drive-by shootings because it would be close enough where you could hear the screeching of, like, the tires speeding off. The only few times there was a gas station, not at the end of my street, but at the end of a street next to my street, if that makes sense, if you follow along. And occasionally you could hear gunshots in that location, and that's when you would hear sirens. When it was off in the neighborhoods, you never heard any sirens, like, ever.
That's pretty disturbing.
And it wasn't a great neighborhood, but yeah, it was one of those things that if that happens elsewhere, and I think a lot of people thinking if you live in a safe neighborhood, if you hear something awry, you are going to hear sirens.
Yeah, you expect, like, a response.
Yes, it's like everybody gets desensitized when it happens in those certain places where it just seems like there's higher crime.
Yep. I live in a neighborhood, a suburb of Los Angeles that's a lot like that, where you just hear, you can hear the gunshots and you go, and you even look in, like, you know how every community now has a Facebook group. And a lot of times when I hear something, I'll look and people will be like, oh, we heard gunshots again, or it'll come up on the board of the Ring doorbell. And you don't hear those cop cars anymore. It's like, unless somebody actually makes a concerted effort to call, you're not even hearing anybody respond to it. It's just insane. It's insane where we are and what's acceptable now.
It is, and it raises the question that almost seems rhetorical at this point of what can be done. Because it seems that even people may have a situation or a fix in their mind, but what does that fix actually mean? What is it in the long term, and what actually will work? What does it look like?
We used to actually agree on certain issues no matter how we have found ourselves politically, like right or left. Like, everybody used to agree that crime is bad, and now it's like... It's like, that's not
now
the case
levels.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Now it's like, well, yeah, crime is bad, but so is incarceration. And look, it seems like we throw the baby out with the bathwater. Instead of saying, well, let's get better at, incarceration and punishment and all those things, let's get better at that, but still do it. We're now saying, well, we're incapable of doing it, so let's just give up on everything.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's not how the greatest country on the planet should be operating. We should be able to have a fair and just system and be right in that most of the time and still allow for people to enforce, or police officers to enforce the law.
Like, before you know it, people are going to be walking into hospitals with gunshot wounds and being told, like, rub some dirt on it, walk it off.
Yeah, see you later.
Really fine.
That one's okay. It's just a little
Yeah.
Just a little graze.
It didn't hit any major arteries. You just take some
it's crazy.
Motrin, aspirin. Yeah.
Okay. Call me in the morning. Take a couple of Tylenol and call me tomorrow.
Just make sure you drink your water. Okay, Jen, you mentioned something while we were talking off air, and I definitely want to delve more into it. You watched the Malaysian Airline flight documentary on Netflix over the weekend, right? Okay,
yes.
This is something I definitely want to see. It has fascinated me, but I remember when this first happened, and one of the rumors or conspiracy theory things was that this plane had been kidnapped and people were being held hostage. So what, go ahead, I'm going to go ahead and say spoiler alert. Give us all the spoilers.
Well, I can actually tell you about it without giving you too many spoilers, because truly at the end of it, there is no conclusion. Nobody knows what the hell happened to this flight. pardon my crass way of saying it, but nobody knows. And it is... I remember being captured, and this is 2014, actually in this month, so it's been 9 years to the month, the disappearance of this flight. And so Netflix has a 3-part series on what happened, and they entertain the most plausible or maybe the loudest theories behind it. But they don't even know exactly what's happened. But there were some things that I didn't realize. Because, remember, there was a slow trickle of information, and a lot of that, I think, had to do with the government, the Malaysian government, kind of being overplayed a bit with this kind of worldwide onslaught of attention with what happened with this plane. And China stayed away. So this was a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing, and China really stayed out of the investigation. You don't even hear about China. You hear about Malaysia having to deal with this, and then you hear about America getting involved, the UK and Australia getting involved with different parts of the investigation. But the thing I was most surprised to learn about, the flight just disappeared from the radar. And so there are apparently 3 different ways that airlines stay in touch with the pilots. They have 3 different fail-safe systems. All 3 failed at the same time. After the flight disappeared, family members were still able to call their loved ones on their cell phone, which is pretty crazy. We can talk more about it. It's pretty insane.
That is. That it wasn't like automatically going to voicemail. All right. Yep. Well, 48 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day radio program.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonial.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125-milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Time for the food, farm, and family portion on Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio program. I'm Jay Kushner. Doug is out right now. You can always catch up with all things happening on foodfarmfamily.com. Now, there is a frozen fruit recall that is happening from Costco and Trader Joe's stores due to the risk of hepatitis A. There's apparently a hepatitis A outbreak that is hitting several stores across the country. And according to a company announcement shared by the FDA on Friday, Scenic Fruit Company has recalled its frozen organic strawberries from Costco, Aldi, Vital Choice Seafoods, and PCC Markets, as well as its frozen organic tropical blend from Trader Joe's. This is based on a report from the CDC that there have been 5 documented cases of hepatitis A, all in Washington State, resulting in 2 hospitalizations. No deaths have been reported, but this recall is happening again across the country. The report states that the outbreaks began sometime between November 24th and December of last year, with all 5 patients reporting having eaten frozen organic strawberries. Not sure why it's taking so long for this official fruit recall, but yeah, frozen fruit recalled. Costco, Trader Joe's. Make sure you check this out. It's Scenic Food Company. That is the parent company of this. Any customers who have bought these products, definitely take them back. Get your money back. Now, again, with the announcement, Scenic Food Company is Oregon-based, and they are recalling their frozen strawberries. These happen in multiple states: Arizona, Arkansas, California, Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, North Dakota, South Dakota, Ohio, and Wisconsin. Now, fruit with Vital Choice, Kirkland Signature, Made With, and PCC Community Markets from Washington, Alaska, Idaho, Montana, Oregon, Utah, Illinois, and Maryland all affected. Lastly, the company's organic tropical fruit blend, pineapple, banana, strawberries, and mango have been recalled from Trader Joe's, those stores nationwide.
Also in frozen food related news, Ben and Jerry's Free Cone Day is finally coming back, so you can mark your calendars. Monday, April 3rd. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream, especially Ben and Jerry's Free Cone making its triumphant return. Now, this is after a 4-year hiatus. So Free Cone Day finally returning to the Ben and Jerry's scoop shops worldwide. I know a lot of these, we think Ben and Jerry's and it's the grocery store kind of things, but yeah, Ben and Jerry's have brick and mortar, so all of their scoop shops will be having their April 3rd Free Cone Day. Lastly, in the food, farm, and family news, we started to touch a little bit on this late last week in the sense of the Dirty Dozen. The Environmental Working Group has come out with this year's Dirty Dozen, and blueberries have joined the list. But that was pretty much the focus on top the conversation, that blueberries now on the list. Now, here are the Dirty Dozen. This is what's on the Dirty Dozen list, and this is about pesticides. So whenever you're trying to buy produce, fresh produce, staying away from pesticides, these are the fruits and vegetables that either have such thin skin that it's going to penetrate, even if you, like say an apple, even if you skin the apple, it's still kind of penetrating through. But a lot of times we also eat the skin. So here is the list of the Dirty Dozen for this year. Number one, strawberries. Number two, spinach, followed by kale, collard, and mustard greens. And number three, number four, peaches. Five with pears. Six, nectarines. Seven, those apples I was just talking about. Eight, grapes. Nine, bell and hot peppers. 10, cherries. 11, blueberries. And 12, green beans. This is the first time in quite a few years that blueberries and green beans have joined the Dirty Dozen. Now coming in with the clean 15, these are ones that typically have the least amount of pesticides and or the skin is so thick that it's not going to go through and we don't eat the skin. So here are the clean 15. Number one, and again, these are the ones that you don't necessarily have to buy organic. The Dirty Dozens, try to buy organic, but clean 15, you can go ahead and save your money. They don't need to be organic because either just pesticides aren't really an issue or a factor, or the skin is just so thick, you can go ahead and bypass it. Number one, avocados. Number two, sweet corn. Number three, pineapple. Four, onions. Five, papaya. Number six, sweet peas of the frozen variety. Number seven, asparagus. Number eight, honeydew melons. Number nine, kiwi. Cabbage coming in at number 10. We have mushrooms at 11. 12, mangoes. 13, sweet potatoes. 14, watermelon. 15, carrots. Again, these are because the skin is so thick you pull it off, or just pesticides really aren't even a factor to begin with, such in the case of mushrooms. There's no skin on mushrooms that you're taking off. Now, some of these come with a little bit of an asterisk. Some sweet corn, papaya, and summer squash sold in the United States is produced from genetically modified seeds, GMOs. So the EWG recommends that consumers buy organic varieties of these crops if they want to avoid genetically modified produce. However, the whole situation against pesticides, not really a factor. There you go.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.